from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York say they will reintroduce a bill to ban assault weapons. On Meet the Press yesterday, Feinstein said it is possible to reform the country's gun control laws to take, quote, weapons of war off the streets.
I'll tell you what happened back in 93 when I told Joe Biden, who was chairman of the Judiciary Committee, that I was going to move this as an amendment on the crime bill. He laughed at me. He said, you're new here. Wait till you learn. And we got it through the Senate. We got it through the House. The White House came alive, and the Clinton administration helped. The bill was passed, and the president signed it. It can be done.
The federal ban she's talking about expired in 2004 because Congress allowed the ban to lapse. President Obama has said he would support reintroducing the bill. Meanwhile, over the weekend in Newport Beach, a man fired more than 50 rounds out of a semi-automatic handgun in the parking lot of the Fashion Island Shopping Center. He fired into the air before bicycle officers showed up and the 42-year-old suspect threw his hands into the air. Police described the former security guard as a destitute individual with no previous criminal record. Three relatively small California school districts won big in the last rollout of Race to the Top grants. They beat out much bigger districts like Fresno and LA Unified in a national competition for millions of federal dollars. We asked our Central Valley Bureau reporter Alice Daniel to head over to Tulare County and find out what impressed federal educators about Lindsay Unified.
This is the sound of Greg Mullins' Jefferson Elementary classroom. 45 seconds after the recess bell has rung. 4 years ago, kids would have practically flown out of here. Now they take their time. They operate at their own pace.
See you guys tomorrow.
It's no longer a one-size-fits-all classroom.
The idea that the students can learn at their own pace simultaneously allows me to teach at my own pace.
There are no strict weekly deadlines for Mullen or his students. The entire class knows what work is expected to pass sixth grade. They have it in their binders, along with directions on every assignment. Mullen lectures some, but mostly works with students in groups or one-on-one. It's called performance-based education.
Because I don't control them every minute of the day, there's an underlying respect where they understand that the freedom I give them is a gift.
So there are 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in this classroom that's content level 6.
Principal Loretta Bryant points to a filing system where students keep track of their own work. They advance only when they've shown proficiency in a subject. That's why a classroom might have several grades in it. Students take tests and quizzes when they're ready.
They're free to come over here. They keep track of what they've passed. He has a form that they fill out saying, I'm ready to take learning target 1.1.
Students don't get grades, they get numbers. A 3 or 4 means they understand the material. If a student doesn't reach a specific learning target, he or she can move on and return to it later. If a kid gets really behind, he or she is more carefully monitored. Mullen says many of his students have extra time to focus on art, music, or poetry.
This Thursday, I'm planning a poetry reading across the street at the Starbucks because so many of my kids are getting the work done that I'm able to give them time in class to read poetry, talk about poetry, understand it.
We have a folder like this. So, like, this is Emily's. If she needs to learn each, Miss Browley, and please and keep and how and now.
Jessica Sanchez is in first grade. She's explaining how kids master spelling.
And when we still don't know it, she marks the numbers with red.
They keep track of the words that they know and the words that they need to learn. So this learner has these words to learn. He's learning words with silent E. And his peers or his neighbors will have different words.
Letitia Bradley says because the class is learner-driven, they pace themselves a lot faster than she would normally pace a first-grade class. And most have already learned their first-grade words, which means they'll move on to second-grade words in January.
They know what they need to learn. They love to come and put their name up there to be tested. They're proud of their learning. They track their learning, but also they can see their progress immediately. They get that feedback right away.
Over at Lindsay High School, junior Nebron Lopez says she used to have trouble with English, but now she's in an AP English class.
It's just shown me how much I'm really capable of. It breaks everything down. You're just like, well, I can do that, and it really pays off at the end.
The learners are beginning to believe that we believe in them, and they're beginning to believe in themselves.
That's Superintendent Tom Rooney. He says building the system hasn't been easy. Some teachers balked, others left, and there are mounds of record keeping. But this once underperforming district knew it needed more than a tune-up or a flavor-of-the-month idea. It needed to overhaul its traditional K-12 program.
A problem we had, 9 out of our 10 valedictorians were going to college, and they had to take remedial courses. What does that say about our K-12 system?
The 4,100-student district worked with educators, including the Reinventing Schools Coalition, a group that helps schools tailor their programs to a performance-based system. Critics say performance-based education requires too much time and planning from teachers. But in Lindsay, where test scores have risen markedly, Rooney says it's worth it. Kids who used to be on the way to dropping out now experience success.
By meeting them at their level, they are, for the first time, some of them, becoming successful. You got the snowball rolling.
He says kids can see their ability to break the cycle of poverty, to address language issues or social problems that may exist.
They're seeing a brighter future in front of them, and that's the biggest change.
16 applicants out of about 400 won race to the top grants. Some districts in California failed to apply because the grant required student test scores be linked to teacher evaluations, a caveat some teachers' unions wouldn't accept. Lindsay Unified will receive $10 million over the next 4 years. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Lindsay.
That's the California Report for Monday, December 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.